Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Of course, it's Severe Weather Awareness Week, and we are going to visit with someone that you hear often here on Q92 giving you the weather and the weather forecast. She has a very pleasant voice, and her name is Mandy Thaliber, and from Weatherology. Mandy, thanks for joining us on the phone today.
Yeah, of course, not a problem. And yes, happy Severe Weather Awareness Week to you as well. It's a pretty big week for us as meteorologists too. So I think it's a little more exciting for us than it is for you guys. But hey,
we have many interviews during Severe Weather Awareness Week. We do a lot of tips. We appreciate you taking some time to visit with us. We'd just like to get to know you a little bit personally, and then we'll talk about what weatherology is all about. Mandy, tell us a little bit about where you grew up and a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I am born and raised a Minnesotan. I grew up in the East Metro near the Woodbury area. I grew up there and still have family in the East Metro, so I'm a Minnesota gal at heart here. And I decided to pursue weather at an incredibly young age. I have wanted to be a meteorologist since I was 5 years old. Mm. My mom and dad knew right away that I was going to go into some sort of science field, because whenever it would storm outside, most children are quite frightened of storms and loud noises, and my parents couldn't get me out of the driveway. I was that little kid at 5-6 years old, staring in the driveway, watching the clouds and the weather, and then I would give my parents little storm reports, weather reports. So just from a very young age, I knew I always wanted to go into meteorology, and I've always had a fascination with, you know, the stars and the sky, just everything that has to do with, I guess, a lot of our planet, too. My dad got me interested in astronomy at a young age. I was always looking at the stars and talking about constellations and doing those little science projects that, you know, had to do with anything, you know, stars or weather-related. And as it came time to, you know, start thinking about college, I knew that I still wanted to pursue meteorology. So there's not a lot of choices, really, for colleges when it comes to meteorology being a major. So I decided to attend St. Cloud State University in Minnesota. And so I went there for 4 years, and I got my Bachelor of Science in Meteorology. And by taking all those meteorology classes, I also minored in mathematics, because a lot of people don't know that weather is a lot of math and science. It's a lot of physics and calculus and, you know, a lot of those type of classes. So I ended up minoring in mathematics and then also mass communications. I did the television station out at St. Cloud for the years that I was there. I also got to intern at Care 11. Oh. So that was quite an amazing thing, too. I got to work with Belinda Jensen, and Sven Sundgaard actually taught a few of my classes at college when it came to broadcasting. So I did that at college, and I was very thankful that right when I graduated, I was hired immediately with, at the time, Weatherology was called Weather Eye Radio Network, and I graduated during the recession. So it was, again, I was very thankful to be hired during that 2008 time period. And so I started at Weather Eye Radio immediately out of college, and I actually worked here for about 5 years, and I had children. So I had two boys. I had one right after another, and I had to make a really tough decision between a career that I love and raising my family.
Right.
And so back in 2013, I had made the tough decision that I was going to leave my position at Weatherology to raise my children. Mm-hmm. So I actually took an 8-year maternity leave.
Oh, wow.
I like to call it. Yeah. So I came back and helped them every now and then for, you know, a couple months in the summer or whenever they just needed help. I would just kind of, you know, just be there as somebody who already knew the how things work. And so, but I was hired back on full time just recently. As of about 6 months ago, I came full time again back in October of 2020. So I got hired during a recession. And I got rehired during a pandemic. So I'm kind of like, I'm feeling that, you know, it's just, it's going to be a good fit because I always seem to just enter my career again when, you know, things are a little bit, you know, crazy.
Right, right.
But again, yeah, I love my job. I've wanted to be a meteorologist since I was a little girl. So it's something that even though I took 8 years off, it's something that I just, it continued to fascinate me. I stayed up to date with everything, and and so now I'm very thankful to be, you know, back in a job that I love.
All right, great. That's very interesting, Mandy. Talk a little bit about weatherology, the place where you work. Where is it located? How does all this work? How do you get the information out to all the radio stations and stuff like that?
Well, let me tell you, technology has come. It just so far since I started how many years ago, but how weatherology works is we are a team of about 12 or 13 meteorologists, and we work for a company. It's based out of St. Paul, Minnesota, so the company itself is right on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. We do 1,000 stations across 36 states, so
wow.
We are coast to coast, yep, coast to coast, north to south. We cover everything. We even have a couple international places as well. We're in Malta. I know we do weather for the area in Malta, and also we do weather for Pago Pago, actually. So we're starting to kind of branch out internationally. But how this all works is we give the forecast. So we come up with a forecast. We kind of interpret the weather. We interpret the models. The models are, you know, what we have to, you know, look at and kind of give an idea of, okay, what's the weather going to be like today? And then we record those audio files and we send them to a wonderful place called the cloud. And all those technology people out there, I give you huge hands up, huge thumbs up, because a lot of it I don't understand.
Right.
I just like to say it just goes to a happy place called the cloud. And then these radio stations can pull our audio files and play them on the radio. So we also do live calls too. So we can call in and give a forecast live. Another huge part of what we do is severe weather coverage. So whenever there is a severe weather warning, we are able to call into the station. We're also able to break in to the station and, you know, interrupt programming to bring severe weather live real time.
Right.
We're able to give exact areas, cities, streets it's crossing. That's another huge thing about weatherology is that, you know, we provide that severe weather coverage, and that's what the CEO, Steve Wollenhaus, basically wanted to do when he created this company back in 1987 is, you know, he wanted to give the public as much information as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we have a dedicated team of meteorologists who we all love our job and we all want people to stay safe because, you know, there's a very pleasant side of weather, but then there's also a side of weather that, as most people have seen living in the Midwest, can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need to be aware of that. And so that's why I think it's really important that we do talk about Severe Weather Awareness Week, which is this week, April 12th through the 16th. It is in time for, you know, families, communities, schools, local businesses to really review and talk about your emergency plans and, you know, how you can prepare for the upcoming severe weather season. As a mom, I've been teaching my kids since they were really young what, you know, what we're going to do in case of an emergency, not just like what do we do during a fire, what do we do during, you know, when this alarm goes off or this happens, but also teaching my children at a young age that, you know, when we hear these very loud sirens, we need to know what's going on. Or if my kids are outside of the playground and, you know,
right.
they can see dark clouds and they see lightning, that, you know, my kids at a young age know what to do. Because I think a lot of the fear that comes along with weather is basically, a lot of it is just misinformation. I think if we, you know, start to understand weather, then it just becomes a little bit more comfortable.
Right.
So, yeah, so, I mean, you know, in talking about Severe Weather Awareness Week, I know we want to kind of hit on this too, and I do. I think it's very important for everybody just to take time and, you know, talk to your family about, you know, what are you going to do when, you know, severe weather hits or there's a flood or, you know, extreme heat. Extreme heat is also something to kind of be aware of too. And so that's why during this week we try to, you know, hit on a different subject every day regarding it.
Right, right. Yeah, it's important too when you talk to your children, Mandy, you know, not to scare them, but to do that in a way to educate them about what can happen with weather where we live, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? It's not just children. It's also just, you know, there's a lot of adults that I talk to who are, you know, not quite sure what the difference is between a watch, an advisory, and what a warning is. And so it's important to know those things too. So, you know, when warnings are issued, when watches are issued, what those are is a watch is, you know, just like it says, the weather conditions are favorable, meaning, you know, watch out, let's be aware of what the weather could do so we're ready to act accordingly. That's what a watch is. So whether it be a tornado watch or a severe thunderstorm watch, that's what a watch means. Now, a warning is the weather is imminent. It is actually occurring somewhere in that defined warning area, and people need to take shelter as soon as possible. So if you're outdoors and you hear those tornado sirens, knowing what to do, it's really important that, you know, at the age of technology, being, you know, it's so easy to have a weather app. Weatherology has a wonderful app for iPhone and Android users. You can get alerts sent to your phone for a specific area that you pick, and it's real voices. It's us. It's us you get to hear on the app. You get to hear us give those warnings and give the weather and give that information to you real time, live, whenever you want to go into our app. We have a wonderful radar too that, you know, you can open up and see exactly where the storm is. And, you know, you don't need to be a meteorologist to be able to interpret the radar. You can see the general track of where it's going, and you can see where a warning is. But, you know, just again, with the age of technology, having an app on your phone, or even just having a weather radio. I still have a weather radio, even with the world of technology. I like to have a weather radio on just in case, you know, I don't have my phone near me. So it's important to be prepared. Also, just, you know, create a little, you can make it a fun event with your kids. We have a little severe weather box that we keep underneath our steps that has batteries, flashlights, little snacks just in case, and, you know, and just, or putting one in your car for the winter time. We always create one for the car in the winter, and always just having that stuff. So, you know, like you say, it doesn't have to be scary. We can make it fun for them as well.
That's right. Well, I do have your Weatherology weather app on my phone. I use it all the time. It's fantastic. And yeah, you get to push the audio and hear your voice giving us the forecast or the warnings or whatever, and it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful program that our programmers have created, and it's easy to use. It's got an easy interface, and I really like the radar on there. As a meteorologist, I like to be able to use it when I'm not near a computer and I need to pull up the radar and see what's going on. But, you know, it's important to know about warnings, know about watches, know what to do, where to go during those as well, and, you know, also knowing about, you know, lightning and floods, and we always tornado. The tornado drill is going to be April 15th.
Yep.
So just be aware of that. It's actually going to be two different times. They do one during the afternoon so the children in the schools can practice, and then they also do one in the evening time for people who work second shift or families. So that'd be a good time, April 15th, to be able to practice with your family. Where would we go during a tornado? Okay. So also just knowing location of where to go as well, because, you know, even with the age of technology and how fast sometimes we can get warnings out ahead of time to people, I mean, sadly, we still have fatalities. I mean, it happens. It happened a couple weeks ago in the South, the Alabama, Mississippi. They had some really horrifying tornadoes that just, you know, killed some people.
Right.
So it's important to know where to go and what is going to be safe.
Always good to have a plan, right?
Yeah, it is. Yep. I mean, we get an average 28 tornadoes a year in Minnesota.
That's how many?
Average, but 28.
28, wow, okay.
Yep, but back in 2010, we had 113.
Oh.
So 28 can be, that's the average, but, I mean, we can have a very active tornado season. We never know. So, again, it's just always important to be aware of, especially if you're out in the car, what to do with a car. You'd be surprised how many people say, oh, what would you do if you're in a car? Oh, I'm going to drive to an underpass and go up there. No, no, no. Everyone thinks that that's the safest place, and it is absolutely not. You do not want to hide underneath an overpass. The easiest way I can think of it is, let's say you have a garden hose, okay? And you take your finger and you plug the garden hose, half of it, with your finger. The water that's coming out gushes out faster.
Right.
I believe it's called the Da Vinci equation. It's an interesting equation. I learned it in math. But that's what the wind does with the tornado. So as a tornado gets closer to these underpasses and the wind has to go through a more narrow circumference, a narrow area, the wind speeds actually increase.
Mm.
So if you have 80, 90, 100 mile per hour tornado, I mean, you've just exponentially increased those wind speeds underneath an overpass. I mean, I don't know too many people that can hold on in wind speeds of 100 miles per hour excess.
Right.
I mean,
what do you do when you're in a car and a tornado's by your car? What's the best thing to do then?
So the best thing to do is, now if the tornado is visible but very far away and you're able to drive away, then move at right angles to the tornado. So I know sometimes it's hard to judge, like, again, if it's at a safe distance and you can see it moving, just move at right angles. Otherwise, if it's pretty close, park the car as quickly and safely as possible out of traffic lanes, and again, avoid seeking those shelter under bridges, again, where the wind can accelerate. Mm-hmm. And you want to try to find a ditch. Try to find a low-lying ditch and get in the ditch and lay as flat as you can. Cover your head. Always want to protect your head.
Mm-hmm.
But that is, I mean, people think, you know, the car's going to be safer. The car's not going to be safer. Just try to find a low-lying ditch. Get down as low as you can. And that's going to be the safest bet. So you want to get very far away from trees and cars as you can, because those easily get picked up and blown around.
All right. All right, Mandy, hey, thanks a lot. Great information there. You guys at Weatherology do a great job. You're a huge asset to our radio station here in Madison, and appreciate all that you do. So,
yes, of course, and any questions, we're always here, and if not, always just check our app or weatherology.com, and we'll try to keep you guys as safe as possible, but definitely take this Severe Weather Awareness Week and enjoy it, make some fun out of it, but also stay informed.
Yeah, and I'm glad you came back after an 8-year maternity leave.
Well, thank you. I am too. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you have a pleasant voice to listen to when you give the forecast here, so great job.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
All right. That's Mandy Thaliber from Weatherology here during Severe Weather Awareness Week.